Are you looking at Jesus today? Answering that question can change the course of one's day and a person's life. Only Jesus can flood you with His light. In a fast-paced world, we need God's grace to keep our focus on Christ. Everything about the culture can be used to distract us. Why? Well, Romans 3:18 says, quote, "There is no reverential fear of God before their eyes," unquote. No wonder we're surrounded by craziness and fast-paced marketing and all sorts of things that are really just stimulating to the senses, but really make no sense in the long scheme of things and distract us from what is important and good. For Christians, the goal in life is not to be the alpha. The goal is to be gazing upon and reflecting the Alpha and Omega, Jesus Christ. We are to love Him and love others like He commanded us. If you focus on Jesus because of something that I've said or done, my goal has been reached, and I give Him the praise. Let's help others think about Jesus today by living out what we say in what we do. Amen? Let's take God's word for it. Quote, "Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Unquote. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are so gracious, so generous, so loving, so patient with us. We thank you that we can turn to you and know that you are looking at us even as we look to you. And so we do that right now. We look to you, Lord Jesus. We confess we cannot do things on our own. We can do nothing apart from you. We need your help. And we thank you that you are so willing to help us. Lord, we just pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. We just lift them up to you and ask for your best for each prayer request. We thank you that we can trust you completely. And we do that right now. We cast our cares upon you. We ask that you would just work in the areas of our hearts that are hurting or that are not yet pure. And just please, Lord Jesus, we invite you to work in and comfort our hearts. Just fill us afresh. Use us, Lord, this week to point people to you, even as we look to you. Help us to keep our eyes on you and to reflect you this week. And Lord, I also pray for those who have not yet known you as in a personal way. And I pray with them to put faith in you. And we pray right now, Lord Jesus, please be our Savior and Lord. Cleanse us from all of our sins. We confess our sins. We are so, so sorry for our sins, and we repent. We turn from our sins, and we turn to you and confess you as Savior and Lord. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. We rely on you for salvation. We believe you died on the cross and bore our punishment for our sins, and that you conquered sin and death when you rose again. Lord Jesus, we give you our lives. Please rule us and use us and hold us close. We thank you that we can trust in you for that. And we just worship you. We look to you, Lord Jesus, and we praise you. We love you. Help us to love you more and love others the way you want. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. This week, let's remember to have little reminders, be it a little post-it on the mirror or something on our phone, on the screen of our phone, just something that will remind us to look up to Jesus. Does that sound like a good idea to you? I hope so. I think we all need to do that in this crazy, fast-paced culture. And remember that you can send prayer requests 24/7 and get extra prayer at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. So, I just have to thank you again for listening, and I want to remind you that no matter what, Jesus still loves you. Let's love Him in what we say and what we do this week as we look to Jesus.